Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Pele Yoyitz and Shin number 292 on the topic of Das. Today is a special day to learn the Sefer Pele Yoyitz. As one of the Choshev members of our Chabura, he lives in Muncie. Last year, he reached out to me and he said to me, today, Chof Tishrei, is the yard site of the Pele Yoyitz of Rabbi Eliezer Papo. So today, Chof Tishrei, Atavshin Peivov, it's Chol HaMoed, Sukkis, we have a special shir, which in fact is going to tie together with the Yontif of Sukkis, as we'll see shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. And I want to thank that Choshev, a member of our Chabura, for reaching out on that note. And hope everyone is having a wonderful, wonderful Yontif. Says the Pele Yoyitz. What is Das? What does it mean a person has Das? The more a person understands and knows that he doesn't know, that's a level of Das. And it sounds backwards. It sounds counterintuitive. The more you learn to know that you don't know, that means you have Das. Let's see the words inside. Look, if I Amar HaChachem, Ein Li Shum Yediya Vadois, he says that it's a saying that the wise men said, that I have no other, only shum yediyah vadois, no other definite vadai knowledge and understanding, elo, rather than the following, ma sheyadati shelo yadati, except for the fact that I know, shelo yadati, that I don't understand. That's a madrega, for a person to say, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. That's a madrega. Person's learning a sugya, person's learning something, and will elaborate and explain what this is referring to, specifically mila d'shmaya, in spiritual matters. That a person is able to say, I understand this part of the sugya, but I don't understand something else. I'm missing, I'm lacking. I understand that I don't know. That's a madrega. Furthermore, v'amir ha-chacham lo yedati sheyedati, I don't know that I understand something. Ad sheyedati shelo yedati. Until I can recognize that what? That I do not truly understand it. When a person is able to get to that madrega, that I don't truly understand, that's called Das in spiritual matters. Now here's the connection to our Yontif of Sukkis. V'al kein amar Shloimoi b'chachmaso. Yesterday we learned Sefer Koheles, which sounds, once again, a little backwards. The Yontif of all the Yomtov and Sholish Regalim of that discusses Simcha, and it's mentioned Simcha the most specifically by Sukkis. That's when we should lay in Koheles. Why should we lay in Koheles? Koheles is telling us everything is nonstop. Hevel Havolim. We live in a world it's vanities. It's nothing. It's a waste of time. Why are we laying in Koheles specifically on Sukkis? And it's specifically for that reason. Hagufa, that specific reason. Because a person is starting the new year. We started Tavshin Peivav. And on the Yontif of Sukkis, when we're Besimcha Atzuma, and we have to focus on the mitzvah being Besimcha, we have to remind ourselves, we're starting this new year, we have to remind ourselves, Olam Hazeh is Hevel Havolim. There is, Olam Hazeh is just to focus on to get to Olam Haba. And that's it. And don't get sidetracked. And there's so many roads off the derech. So many exits that we don't want to take. That's what we learn Koheles. So what does our Pele Yoyitz here bring? Right in the beginning of the first perek. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches Chai. Yosef Das, Yosef Machoiv. Yosef Das, one who increases knowledge, Yosef Machoiv, increases pain. Which, this whole entire topic could sound backwards to us. Normally, if you have more knowledge, you would think you have more clarity. So how should that bring, why should that bring more pain? What's Shlomo HaMelech telling us? Says the Pele Yoyitz, explaining the Pasuk from Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, of Yosef Das, Yosef Machoiv. of one who increases knowledge increases pain. What does this mean? Zeh b'mimili d'shmaya. This is specifically referring to matters of spiritual growth. How does this make sense? Matters of spiritual growth? Let's explain as follows. Baruch Hashem, in the generation we live in now, there are so many people learning Torah. And sometimes people have a mindset, if they're learning Daf Yoimi, I learn the Daf. If they're learning Amud Yoimi, I learn the Amud. If they're learning Mishnah Berurah Yoimi, I learned the Mishnah Berurah Yoimi. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi, Mishnah Yoimi, whatever it might be. Hilchus Lashon Hara Yoimi, I said it to Tehillim Yoimi. And Baruch Hashem, it's all amazing and wonderful. But there's a Yetzirah that's there as well. And the Yetzirah says, you give yourself a check and move on, and that's it, you're done. And that's a problem. We have to be thirsty. We have to be hungry. We have to desire more. And when the person feels a bit of an emptiness that I know I don't fully understand, you know what's going to happen to that person? It's going to push the person further to understand better, to understand more, to say more to Tehillim, to learn another halacha of Shmiras HaLashon, Hilchas Chavetz Chaim, to review what he learned. That's what the Pele Yotz is teaching us over here. That by Mili D'Shmaya, don't feel satisfied. Don't ever feel satisfied. You have to feel accomplished. Accomplished and satisfied are two different things. We should feel good. You learn a Daf Gemara? Amazing. Mamash amazing. You learn the Amud Gemara? You learn a word of Gemara? Whatever it is. You learn a Pasuk. That's all amazing. It is amazing. But don't feel satisfied that you don't push yourself further. Always push yourself further. We had guests came over yesterday and they brought a candy platter for the, you know, for my children, for everyone's, their children. And he said to his children, he could take three. So they were taking three, but changing back and forth, this and that. And I said to my children also, you know, I didn't take three, but, you know, my kids are older. And I see them, one other piece and another piece. Why is that? Because it's sweet. We all know candy is sweet, so people want more and more. It's v'harevna. We make a bracha every single day. V'harevna. The Torah should be sweet to us. You don't ever want to be satisfied. That's what Pele Yotz is telling us. Yosef das, says Shlomo HaMelech, Yosef machoiv. A person who increases knowledge increases pain because he realizes what he doesn't know. That's a madrega. And then he says, he switches gears. When it comes to Mili the Alma in the physical world, brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud, that when the person is involved in something physical in the world over here, the physical world, and he has Yosef Das, he has more knowledge about it, that should bring the person Sasay and Simcha, Yasigu, joy and happiness, and to push away the sadness and sighing. Why is that? Because when the person has a proper understanding of things that take place in this world, there's no reason, listen to this now, there's no reason to be upset, to be bothered, to be enraged, to get annoyed at anything. Why? Because a Misha Das Kona, a person who really acquires proper, true understanding, he realizes he's not lacking anything. Like he has everything he needs in the land. As Shlomo HaMelech repeats constantly throughout Koheles. Hakol Hevel. Everything is Hevel. He's referring to Olam Hazeh. The physical things. So there's no reason to be jealous of the person's new Tesla or his new iPhone or his who knows what else is to be jealous about. There's so many things out there. Everything Hashem does is for the best. That's why the Pele Yotz is telling us, when it comes to Mila D'Shmaya, when it comes to spiritual acquisitions and spiritual topics, when the person has knowledge of something, he has to realize he needs more and more and more. I remember I was once by a sima shas of someone in yeshiva, and yeshiva Sebeinu Chaim in Berlin. My yeshiva zetzel, Rav Aaron Schechter, he said that the Baal Simcha over here, he's never satisfied when it comes to learning. He always needs more and more, and that's what it has to be. You're learning Daf Yomi, great. Chazar again, and again, and again. We have Gemaras that the Amorayim, they chazar 40 times. A little kleina halacha, a little small thing. You want such a small thing like this 40 times. So a person might say, Daf Yomi means Daf. Learn the Daf, whatever. See 40 times. Yeah, see it 40 times if you can do it. More and more. Person has a chance to make another $40, $400, $4,000, $400,000. He's not going to try to do so? Why not? But when it comes to merely the alma, physical matters, be satisfied with everything we have. This is the message, the lesson we have over here about Das. On the yard side of the Pele Yoyitz is Neshama Shav Nalio. We should be Zoyche to take this beautiful lesson of Yosef Das, Yosef Machav, to understand what we know and understand what we don't know. And therefore to continue always striving for more Das, Das Torah. Let's acquire our own Das Torah. And when it comes to physical matters, to be totally satisfied with what we have and anything that happens to us. Wishing everyone a wonderful, wonderful rest of Yontif. Thank you for joining, and the neshama of Releza Papo should have a tremendous, tremendous aliyah.